Radio St. Pete's Morning Long Recognition of Veterans Day 2021 continues. We bring you a recording of St. Petersburg's official Veterans Day recognition held each year in Williams Park, led once again by Mayor Rick Kreisman, recorded earlier this morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to Williams Park and specifically our Veterans Memorial here in downtown St. Petersburg. It's an absolutely beautiful day. I think back to last year, and we were anticipating Etta. So I am so pleased to see what a beautiful turnout in such gorgeous weather. I am Teresa Jones. I serve as the City of St. Petersburg's Manager for Veterans, Homeless, and Social Services. And it's my distinct pleasure to serve as your facilitator today. We're going to start by acknowledging the guests that we have with us today. Of course, we have our own Mayor Rick Kreisman to my left, Deputy Mayor Dr. Kanika Tomlin, also to his left. We have our Mayor-elect Ken Welch also with us here. We have our City Council Chair Ed Montaneri. We also have Vice Chair Gina Driscoll. We also have City Council Member Deborah Biggs Sanders seated here in the front. We have County Commissioner Renee Flowers also here. We have School Board Member Caprice Edmond. Also, we have the Director of Veterans Services for Pinellas County, Zephyr Nims. We have Gershom Faulkner here representing Congressman Charlie Crist's office. We have our Chief of Fire, Jim Large, with us, and numerous other city staff members who are present. Let's give them all a round of applause for them. We'd like to start our program with an invocation from Reverend Kenneth Irby from the St. Petersburg Police Department. He serves as a community intervention director.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Y'all can do better than that. This is the day that all the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. On this Veterans Day, let me give honor to those that honor is due to all of the veterans and all of the civil servants that are here. Come, let us share a fervent prayer. Good and gracious God, God of many names, on this Veterans Day, we give thanks and praise and adoration for your graciousness, for your Holy Spirit, and we honor soldiers for their service, especially those who've laid down their lives for us. In every age, God, you have called women and men to defend our human families from injustice, from oppression, from tyranny, from racism, from evil. Thank you, God, for their duty and their service. Thank you for soldiers who protect us and serve us for greater good of humanity, for their service as warriors, their sincere affirmation of faith. Whether drafted or volunteered, they are our warriors of peace who defend our values. Since the founding of this nation, conceived in liberty, countless American men and women have stepped forward to defend our honor from aggressors, foreign and domestic, and to liberate those who've been held captive. Bless us, God. Bless these, your soldiers, your veterans today, for their faithfulness, we pray. And the people said, amen.
At this time, I ask those who are able to please stand for the presentation of the colors. Mm-hmm. This time we'd ask Deputy Mayor Dr. Kanika Conlon to come and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Remain standing for a moment of silent reflection, deep and abiding gratitude for every person who has selflessly answered the call to serve the freedoms of our beautiful nation. Thank you.
I see that we've also had State Representative Michelle Rayner Goosby join us. Thank you for being here. At this point, I'd like to bring forth the lady whose idea, bright idea, was to start to honor our veterans here in downtown St. Petersburg some 8 years ago when Mayor Kreisman first took office. Her name is Gina Maniacci, and she is with the St. Petersburg Vet Center.
Good morning. Thank you all for coming, and all the Marines, happy belated birthday yesterday. I'm the director of the St. Petersburg Vet Center. I've been there for a very long time, and I've been with the government for a very long time. So what we do is we do readjustment counseling for combat theater veterans and any veterans who experience military sexual trauma. Our staff is not growing, but our veterans are growing. So it's always a sad thing when we keep getting people coming in because have all this unresolved trauma. So we're doing our best to help them resolve that and get a better quality of life. And through that quality, it's a lot of different counseling, a lot of tears, a lot of joy, a lot of festivities, and a lot of communication with other agencies in the community in addition to the medical center. And every year I like to bring something forth to the table that some of my veterans have done as part of their healing process. And I try and read some poems because my clients who do artwork is way too big and it's on my walls and I can't carry that here. So they do a lot of expression through their art as well. So this one is by Ed Smoke, and I wanted to pick this one because he told me it's his favorite, and he's actually going to be playing the pipes later on today. He does this a lot and honors veterans, and he is a self-taught piper. So if anybody knows instruments, they know that is one temperamental instrument to learn, especially with the weather. So this one is called A Penny for the Piper by Ed Smoke, and he wrote this about 15, 20 years ago. Out of the mist of the morning dew, I walk to the brow of the hill, there to play that age-old tune that pipers know so well. What think those gathered who have called me here time and time again to play the tune Amazing Grace for their beloved friend? They do not know and cannot see just how this tune has affected me. As from my misty perch I play to send their love one home today. Each time I play, I feel the loss for those who have gone before, all my friends and loved ones too, who have knocked on heaven's door. I play for them each time as well, and my heart is truly sad, for I relive each time I play the losses that I have had. I've piped in many places, and history knows me well. You've heard my pipes in battle as my comrades bravely fell. I welcomed home the heroes and felt the widow's cry, and played the tune Amazing Grace as they said their last goodbye. I played for the unknown soldiers who no one knew their name. To me, each one a hero whose life was not in vain. They paid the price of freedom and did not fear to die. So as I play, I must be strong, for the piper cannot cry. I know the price they paid. I know it too well. Each time I play Amazing Grace, I remember those who fell. Those who died to keep us free, who will never return, the many flag-draped coffins, the small and precious urns. I played the day the towers fell and a country stopped to cry, then played for every victim as our nation said goodbye. I feel the power of the tune as it tugs upon my heart and struggle for each note I play as I do my solemn part. You might feel that I grow strong and weathered to the task, but no one even thinks of me as I play each time I'm asked. I play my tune then fade away in the mist of the morning dew and take with me the pain I found as I played my pipes for you. So the next time when you hear that tune and you see me walk away, please know my heart was breaking while I played for you today. And for all of this, I ask not much. A penny is my due. I'll keep it safe with all the rest till my days on earth are through. And on the day God calls me, I pray my soul he'll save, take all but one last penny and buy some flowers for my grave. Place them not upon my stone, but on the brow of the misty hill, in the honor of the piper who plays his pipe so well. Then he will know I understand the sacrifice he made, and that I have felt the same as he each time that I had played. Then take the final penny, hold it tight, and don't let it go. If you must give it to the piper, it's the penny that I owe. And that is his poem, and I always think of the piper and this poem every time I see him. So I appreciate everyone for coming. Each year it seems to be growing bigger and bigger. And I told Mayor-elect Kent that I'll put him on the spot, that we're going to hopefully continue this so I don't have to schedule lots of meetings in his office. And again, I can't thank Mayor Kreisman enough for allowing this to happen. This has been a vision for a very long time. The Vet Center's been around for over 42 years. And certain administrations weren't real keen on it because everybody went to Bay Pines. Well, guess what? Bay Pines is virtual today, as it was last year. So at least we get together in person as a community and honor veterans. And I'm really excited to move on with the program and honor our three veterans today. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Gina. At this time, I'd like to bring forward our chair of our city council, Mr. Ed Montaneri.
Thank you, Teresa. Good morning, Mayor Kreisman, Deputy Mayor Tomlin, City Council Vice Chair Driscoll, Council Member Deborah Fix-Sanders, Mayor-elect Welch, School Board Member Evans, Representative Reiner, and County Commissioner Flowers, Chief Large, Admiral Vaughn, Captain Sam Berry, and Master Sergeant Washington. I want to thank all the veterans for being here today. Today's a day that we set aside and remember every man and woman who has taken up the arms to defend our country. We honor every soldier, sailor, airman, Marine, and Coast Guardsman who gave the best years of their lives in service to the United States and stood ready to give life itself to defend our Constitution and our nation. Veterans are the hidden heroes of our peaceful nation. They are colleagues, friends, neighbors, and family members who answered the call to serve and then returned to live in the country that they defended. I want to share with you a story today about one of the many heroes that I served with in my time in the military. I was assigned to the 16th Tactical Fighter Squadron at Hill Air Force Base in Utah. We were the first unit to fly the F-16 in the Air Force, and our accident rate was very high. My commander was Lieutenant Colonel Richard D. Anderson, a combat veteran, and a great friend and leader. On the night of May the 2nd, 1984, I was assigned to man the control tower at one of our bombing ranges out in Utah. It was a pitch black night, no moonlight and clear skies, when Colonel Anderson checked onto the range, leading a flight of two F-16s. He started his bomb to see what's a strobe light flashing on his airplane. He flew over the target and started a climbing left turn when his wingman called final to begin his bombing run. I turned my attention to the wingman, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw a flash and then a large fireball. Colonel Anderson had pulled up and then got disoriented and impacted the terrain. He was killed in a sudden and tragic accident. He was buried with full military honors at Arlington National Cemetery, and our squadron performed a missing man flyover. This summer, I went to Arlington National Cemetery with my son. Every time I go there, I pay my respects to my squadron commander and my friend. Leaving the grave site just off to the left and to the south of Arlington National Cemetery is the Air Force Memorial. If you've ever seen it, it's a rendition of the bomb burst maneuver that the Air Force Thunderbirds perform at the end of their air show. You may have seen them come overhead the crowd in a diamond formation with their smoke on. They pull straight up into the vertical, and then they pull away and they go in their each in their own cardinal direction. This rendition at the Air Force Memorial captures this maneuver, but instead of four trails, there's only three to honor the missing person. It brings tears to my eyes to think about the service and sacrifice that people like Colonel Richard Anderson and what veterans sacrificed for our country. We need to remember those men and women that did not live to be called veterans. We as veterans do remember the faces and the voices of our fallen comrades. We tell their stories, share the sacrifices, and support their families. Our country honors every patriot that placed duty and country before their own lives. What veterans have given our country is beyond the power to fully repay. And on this national holiday, our hearts are filled with respect and gratitude for veterans of the United States. May God bless our veterans that live here in St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, the state of Florida, and all across this great land. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Montaneri. And the time has come for the presentation of our awards. At this time, I ask our Mayor Rick Kreisman to come forward.
Thank you, Teresa. Before I begin my remarks and our recognition, I want to recognize we have a representative from Nikki Fried's office that is with us here today. Thank you for being here. And can we also have a round of applause for Vox Nova, the Pinellas County Center for the Arts at Gibbs High School for their admission of the National Anthem. So good morning to you all. We are honored to have with us today, and I know he's already been recognized, but I want to also recognize the mayor-elect of St. Petersburg, who is making his first public appearance since last week's election, Ken Welch. Thank you for being with us today. Thankfully, the sun is certainly shining on us in Williams Park today, no rain, and it is shining on each and every one of us, and it is most certainly shining on our nation's honored veterans today. Now, this ceremony has never been about me, and I can't tell you how thrilled I am to see the largest crowd I think we've ever had for this ceremony, but I'm sure you are all aware this will be my last Honored Veterans Day celebration as Mayor of St. Petersburg, and today's ceremony is part of our St. Pete's Faring Well Tour, and one of the main reasons we're faring well is because of our people, and three of them are being honored today. As I have taken time to reflect on those whom we have honored in past ceremonies, I am struck not just by their selfless service, but by their rich experiences and diversity. My friend, the late Dr. Bill Heller, a leader at USF St. Pete, my mayor's Action Center director and LGBTQ liaison, Jim Nixon, Pause for Patriots founder, Michael Jernigan, Carrie Nero, the first African-American nurse to reach the rank of Brigadier General in the Army Reserves. Jeff Barker and Willie Rogers, a member of the famed group of World War II-era African-Americans known as the Tuskegee Airmen. Charles Clay Baker and Maxine Cardinal Wherry. These are all names and people I will never forget. And as I said 8 years ago before we honored Army veteran Herb Polson, my hope was that this would become a tradition in our city, because those who served our country in uniform deserve our respect and our recognition. I believe we've achieved our goal, and I hope we see you all here next year celebrating our honored veterans. But today, we honor three extraordinary individuals, all of whom are truly representative of our diverse city. First, we honor Rear Admiral Sidney Boyd Vaughn, Jr. of the United States Coast Guard. Rear Admiral Vaughn retired in 1984 after 38 years of service with stations in Alaska, Mississippi, Washington, D.C., and St. Petersburg. He was awarded the Legion of Merit Medal for exceptionally meritorious conduct and the performance of outstanding services to the United States. Rear Admiral Vaughn has roots in St. Petersburg. He is a St. Pete High graduate and was inducted into the St. Pete High Hall of Fame in 2000. And last year, at the age of 92, Rear Admiral Vaughn completed the Skyway 10K. He was the race's oldest participant. And my understanding is he plans to take on the Skyway 10K again next year. So, would you all please join me in welcoming Sidney Vaughn.
Everybody's talking about how many people are here. I thought the mayor and I and Tony and Catherine might be the only people here. Mr. Mayor, it's great to be honored, but it's even greater to be honored by your hometown. I have become, in my old age, I have to tell you, Saturday, I will be 94. I become very emotional, but it's great. And I want to tell the mayor, you probably don't know, in December of 1968, I was honored in Bayboro Harbor. I was CO, commanding officer of the newly homeported Coast Guard cutter Steadfast here in St. Pete. But I was honored to be made an honorary member of the St. Petersburg Navy. And to my knowledge, I'm still a member of that. And I look forward to completing that tour. I think this ceremony today probably does complete that tour after 53 years. It's great to be here, and I'm truly honored. I thank all these people that have helped me along the way. So thank you very, very much.
Our next honoree is Anthony Sanperi. Captain Sanperi served in the Army from 1960 to 1968 in Germany and Vietnam. Captain Sam Perry earned many awards for his service, including multiple Purple Hearts, two Bronze Star Awards with Valor, along with Good Conduct Medals for years of service, a National Defense Medal for his Cold War efforts, and Air Medals for his hours in the air. Upon his retirement from military service, Tony Sam Perry earned a degree in engineering as well as an MBA. As an avid sailor, he races sailboats all over the world, recently representing the U.S. at the Hansa World Championship in Palermo, Italy. And I have to say, I'm not sure we've ever received more nominations for an individual as we did Captain Sam Perry. Captain, would you please go?
Spain, where I was born, 1940. But my father fought against Franco with Argentina, Uruguay, Venezuela, came to the United States as a resident in 1960, joined the army in August 60. I figured that would get back to the country for bringing me in and accepting me in the country. So I served, like I said, in Germany. So I finally went to Vietnam as an officer, and I had a rifle platoon, a reconnaissance platoon, and the infantry company during the Tet Offensive in 68. And managed to do a good job on the most of my killed when I was there. But the Army decided to retire me from the disabilities and moved to the Virgin Islands. And lived there until December 17 when we moved here. And I love it here. I continue racing and sailing. And I've been accepted by the city. And I like to give back to the city as much as I can.
Finally, we honor Army Master Sergeant Catherine Washington. She joined the United States Army Reserves in 1974, where she served as a Master Sergeant for 30 years. She is a two-time winner of the Army Commendation Medal for Meritorious Service for outstanding leadership and professionalism, and a three-time winner of the Army Achievement Medal for Meritorious Performance for her untiring devotion and selfless service. In 2008, Master Sergeant Washington received the Legion of Merit Award, one of the most prestigious awards of the military. After her military career, she served as a licensed practical nurse at Bayfront Medical Center and as a 26-year retired firefighter EMT with the St. Petersburg Fire Rescue Department. And it is especially noteworthy that Catherine Washington was the first African-American woman to join the St. Petersburg Fire Department. And she and her daughter were the first and only mother and daughter to serve as firefighter EMTs with the department since. Master Sergeant, would you please join me up here?
First, I want to give honor to God who created me and put me into this world as he did. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. And then I want to honor all the people who have been on my journey, my life journey. I don't know if anybody realized that's what we do when we come into the world. We have a life journey. And my life journey has been touched by so many people, from my mother to my family, to my firefighter family, to my church family. I want to thank all y'all for coming out and being here to help me celebrate this award, because part of this is each and every one of y'all awards. And I want to thank all my, I left y'all last, all of my Army Reserve people. You think I would forget y'all 73rd? No way. That's why I'm standing here. And the one, the person who gave this award to General Nero, I don't know if you know it, but that is my general. From the 73rd. And she is the one that God led me and guided me to be the Master Sergeant of the unit. And I just thank all y'all for coming out and being here with me today and showing your love to me, and I love each and every one of you. And I did not forget y'all. There go my son, and there go my two grandchildren. Thank y'all for coming and having a party. Oh, I'm sorry, my daughter, yes, I am so sorry. My aunt, my wife who didn't think she would ever want to be a firefighter. That's the only child that followed in my footsteps. Thank you for following in my footsteps. I'm glad to be with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you will join me in thanking these three outstanding honored veterans, not just for their selfless service, but for their dedication to the city that we all love. Before I leave this podium, I want to say a word of thanks to Teresa Jennings. Yeah. Teresa has served our city on and off in several capacities for many years, and I won't be too specific so as to not give away her age. But she has dedicated much of her life to making St. Petersburg and our city organization a better place. And so Teresa, as I always love to say, on behalf of the 270,000 residents that call the Sunshine City home, thank you for your service. Thank you all so much.
Made me a little emotional. It's my distinct honor, and I want to thank all of those who have joined us this morning. We certainly want to recognize our honored vets both today and those who have joined us from past years. We'd like to also thank the City of St. Petersburg's Parks and Recreation Department for all they do to make this event happen, as well as the St. Petersburg Police Department with their honor guard, as well as Reverend Kenny Irby, also the St. Petersburg Vet Center, and the Pinellas County Center for the Arts and Jonathan C. Gibbs High School. I'd also like to thank my right hand, Helen Rimes, for always being there to put up with me, as well as to support our efforts from all And at this point, this concludes our program, but I welcome all of you to please go have coffee, complimentary coffee from Bria's Coffee Truck, and have a wonderful Veterans Day. Thank you very much.
This morning's City of St. Petersburg Veterans Day ceremony, recorded earlier this morning in Williams Park, led once again by Mayor Rick Kreisman. Our morning-long recognition of Veterans Day 2021 here on Sunshine 96.7 FM continues until 12 noon.